question, what's on your mind? And you get to tell us today on the program. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hammond along with Steve Bakken. And here's the telephone number to let us know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Got somebody you want on the hot seat? Got a question you want answered? Just want to get some things off your chest? Let us know what's on your mind. You can email us, KFYR at clearchannel.com. You can also go to our all-new Facebook and Twitter page. It's actually a Facebook page and Twitter feed, but whatsonyourmindradio.com will link you up there if you haven't liked us on Facebook or followed us on Twitter. Good place to weigh in on the topics of the day outside of the time we're on the air together here. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a little mad at the GOP right now.
The GOP is in the grand old party, the Republicans?
Well, yes, I am. I really am.
About?
This is kind of a extension out of what we have in North Dakota, because I'm a firm believer in North Dakota. You can vote for an individual rather than a party. I am staunch in that belief, because a conservative in North Dakota is more conservative than a Republican in most other states, especially Minnesota. But I want to call the Republican Party to task, the National Republican Party, because what they've got going on right now is an attack campaign against, I believe it's about 24 different congressmen, seats that they deem are vulnerable across the country. And Colin Peterson, who I consider a very conservative Democrat. He's a moderate in most regards. He's on that list. And I think they should pick their fights a little bit better. Instead of attacking somebody that could be swayed from the middle to vote towards you, and it doesn't matter which party you're in. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. Somebody that will make an informed decision for his constituents or her constituents, I think they're going about that the wrong way. I think that's some of what's wrong in politics today.
Well, I think it's a little strange that you would criticize the Republican Party for wanting to have a Republican in a seat, especially in the case of Minnesota District 7, which, for folks that don't follow Minnesota's congressional lines, is pretty much the entire western half of Minnesota, right? So it's a big district, but one of the biggest in the country as far as, geographic size to it. So it's the western Minnesota district. It's a very conservative district, and it's been represented by Colin Peterson for a lot of years. And obviously,
I think quite well.
If you're the Republican Party, though, you want a Republican there, right? I mean, when you say quite well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's fair to say Colin Peterson is more moderate than a lot of Democrats. However,
voting him back in.
If you went vote by vote, he probably is, somewhere near 90% voting with Nancy Pelosi, right? So he might sway every now and then on a particular vote, and he's done a very good job of being different, breaking the mold a little bit. I'll give you that. I like Colin Peterson. He's a good guy. I remember I became good friends with Colin during the flood of 1997 because he was a great representative for getting Minnesota some much-needed attention when it was hard to even cross the river during that flood of 1997. But you're being critical of the Republican Party for wanting a Republican in a seat. I mean, that's what they do. That's their job. I don't understand that.
I'm being critical of the gridlock in Washington and trying to get somebody who's more of a moderate out and somebody that you can have compromise with out of office, I don't think bodes well for what's going on in Washington. And there's too much gridlock in Washington. Go after somebody who's more extreme, like a Nancy Pelosi, somebody I consider toxic in politics. Go after somebody that's on the fringe that you can't work with. You absolutely
cannot
work with.
Colin Peterson is buddies with Nancy Pelosi, though, so I think that's part of the reason the Republican Party says we need to...
You can work with a Colin Peterson.
Yeah.
Just like Shirley Meyer here in North Dakota this last election. She was voted out. Now, there's some other extenuating circumstances because of redistricting and things, but that was somebody that both sides could work with.
Well, anyway, I think it's kind of crazy to be critical of the Republican Party for wanting more Republicans in Congress, but I take your point to say,
pick your better fights.
Lower-hanging fruit. So what
you're
going to
spend a lot of resources on trying to ouster somebody that... Really, you can work with? You're going to try to kick somebody out of office that you actually have a working relationship with and possibly put in somebody that doesn't work with anybody in Washington? Right now, it's so polarized in Washington, and I think that's one of the things that is wrong with this country. We're so polarized in Washington, nothing gets done.
Let's do this. Let's ask the callers if they agree with you. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. This is what's on your mind. Briefly, I'll just tell you what's on my mind. There's a new study out that the Pew Research Center has done that suggests that a record number of American women are now the sole or primary breadwinners in their family. Working mothers, obviously having more of a role in society. Mothers now keep finances afloat in 40% of households with children. That's up from just 11% in 1960. So think about that. 1960, 11% of households were headed by a mom that made more than the dad, if you will. And now a lot of these are single mothers, which is a sign of the times. But a growing number are married mothers who bring in more income than their husbands, according to this study. My question is that a good thing or a bad thing? I think it's a mixed bag. I think it's a good thing in that the glass ceiling is being shattered. I have two daughters. I love the idea that that women could do anything they choose to do and go out there in the workplace and compete with their male counterparts. That's a good thing.
My question is, where do I find those? Who make more money than me? Where do you find those?
You're looking to marry one, are you? but I think that's a good thing. But so as a dad, I say, hey, that's a good thing. Where I think it's a bad thing is I think it's a sign of the times in the sense that I think a mother's best role is nurturing children, right? I mean, so and that's going to make me sound like some sort of just raging sexist. But I think honestly, we all think of our mothers as the nurturer in most cases, right? That nurtured us. And I love the idea of a mom at least having the ability, the choice to say, I want to be a mom first. I want to raise these kids. Now, my wife works, so I'm not trying to be Mr. Holier Than Thou. She works part-time. She's in healthcare, and she loves it. It's a passion of hers. And our kids are getting to the point where our youngest now, by the way, Haley, 10 today. So our youngest is in double digits.
Happy birthday, Haley.
Today. So, heading for the fifth grade. So we've got kids from, you know, senior next year to fifth grader. And they're at that age where Maria can work and does it and enjoys it and loves it. Now, she does it part-time, and she does it partly because I'm crazy enough to start a business and to help with the finances, but she also does it because she loves it. That's a good thing. That's wonderful. That's great. I think the unfortunate thing is the economics today, government taking more and more and more, make it more of a less of a decision. Do I want to, you know, enter a career field and go out and compete, or do I have to? And that's I think most have to, and that's a bad thing, I think, unfortunately.
Well, so Scott, let me ask you this. I want to ask the callers, and I want to ask you this as well, as a father, and your wife does work. Does that force you to be more involved and more active in your kids' lives? There's an upside to that, right?
Yes, occasionally I'm called in to pinch hit on, pick up here or drop off there, or I love bringing the kids to school when I'm.
Why should you be pinch hitting? It's just a division of duties.
Yeah. No, I understand, and they do that, and we do that a lot. I think moms do it better, right? Moms just to get everything figured out. I mean, if I have to do something, it's okay. Where do I have to be by when? Let's get some callers in here and see what they think. Shane is first up. Shane's at Minot. What's on your mind, Shane?
Hey guys, how are you doing this morning?
Great, how are you?
Good. Hey, I got a favor to ask of you. I was wondering if you could get Congressman Cramer, Senator Holden, and Senator Heitkamp on your show and ask them a simple question for me. Next month, I'm going to be furloughed for a total of 11 days for 11 weeks, so that's a 20% pay cut. And I make about $56,000 a year. These guys make over $175,000 a year, and they don't have to. So I would really like that explained to me.
All right, and you're a federal worker?
Yes.
All right. So your point is, I'm a federal worker, and I'm I assume that's a problem. I think part of this came up last week for Congressman Cramer, but he's on with us next hour.
I was the one who called, and he didn't answer the question. His response was, "Well, I haven't gotten a pay increase in 3 years. Well, none of us have." And now I've got to take a 20% pay cut for 11 weeks, but he doesn't? Something's not fair here.
So your question specifically is, why do I have to take less and you don't as a member of Congress?
Exactly.
Okay. We will pass it on.
If we do they're the highest paid among us, and, you know, great for them, you know, they got where they are. I'm proud of them, you know, whatever. But, you know, if it's good for us, it should be good for them, don't you think?
They're also the ones that couldn't get the budget figured out.
Exactly. So they even more of a hit because they can't get the job done.
And is that why you're furloughed? Is it part of the sequestration, belt tightening?
Yep.
That's why. Okay. Yep. Congressman Cramer today will promise that. I'm not sure when Senator Hovind or Senator Heitkamp will next be on, but we'll add it to our list and hold us accountable to that, Shane. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind. With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hinnon. More after this.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hinnon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. GetItLocal.com. Before you buy, give it a hometown try. GetItLocal.com.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty sales center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes sales center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hinnon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We want to know what's on your mind. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Ernie Scheider from Thomson Reuters News Service. He is their energy reporter, and he was embedded in the oil patch for about 30 days. Also coming up at 10 o'clock, get your questions lined up, just like Shane did, for Congressman Kevin Cramer. It's the word from Washington, like we do each and every Wednesday, right here on What's on Your Mind. You know, Steve, one of the things I want to visit with the reporter about, obviously he has a chance to see energy booms all across the country and has covered this one as well and can fairly compare. There's a lot of folks that refer to what's happening out west in the oil patch as the Wild West, and they do it in a negative sense. I've spent a lot of time out there, as you have, and I think Wild West is a fair description, but in a positive sense, because of the amount of opportunity that's out there. I mean, it's the Wild West. In other words, I think when some people say Wild West, they suggest there's no rules. that there's shootouts, and I noticed recently, I forget the exact term, but it was an expert from NDSU that analyzed the crime situation and said, there's no Wild West. And I agree. I think there's some media hype in all of it, which is really unfortunate. But I think Wild West is a fair description in a good sense. But anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues.
There's challenges. There's, you know, we've talked about that on this program before. And I think to ignore the fact that the boom has not come with additional burden for residents or for people that that travel the roads or business owners, or, you know, there would be naive. There's plenty of that, no question about it.
The media is always looking for sensationalism, and that's part of the problem. There are issues, and they're being addressed. As the issues come up, they do get addressed. And it's not the squeaky wheel analogy, but as things come up, you know, you bring them to the forefront, you deal with them, and you move on. That's kind of the North Dakota way.
We have a caller from Tracy, Minnesota, taking exception with your comment about Colin Peterson being targeted by the GOP being a bad idea.
Yeah, hi, this is Roger Kruger from Tracy, Minnesota, and yes, your 1100 flag does come in strong down here during the daylight hours. And I'm busy in and out of the shop here. It's trying to rain. It does rain, doesn't rain, whatever. I'm in and out of the shop, and I'm not listening to your program 100%. But this idiot, this complete idiot that you've got on there that's talking about how he likes Colin Peterson. Colin Peterson's a Democrat. Yes, he's good to farmers, but he's bankrupting America. He votes 90-plus percent of his time with and for Nancy Pelosi. If that's good for the U.S. Constitution, then keep talking about in favor of Colin Peterson. But if you don't want to save the Constitution and you want to bankrupt America, keep doing what you're doing. You need to flush that type of person out of your program. Levy Byberg was 100% better, and he couldn't gain enough votes to know it, because Colin Peterson's got name recognition, just like a Kennedy or something like that. It just stinks. The U.S. Constitution is flushed down the drain. And, you know, Obama said that he has issues, that the U.S. Constitution is flawed. Well, Colin Peterson's a Democrat, and he lines up with Obama.
Roger Randall, I don't think he took a breath in that, did he?
I don't think so. Was that Mark?
Roger in Tracy, Minnesota. He probably needs some equal time to respond to that, Steve. You were called an idiot in that. My God.
I've been called worse. I probably will be continued to be called worse in the forefront. You know, the biggest thing I have with it is there's better fights and there's better places to start. If you're going to start with somebody who works on both sides of the aisle and works against some of the gridlock in Washington, that's not the place to start.
Start someplace where there's more
room to make improvement to Washington. That's my biggest point. Sounds like
the forecast is the same thing in Tracy as it is about everywhere else today. Shower, shower, shower. So he was. I think the rain's got him a little worked up. You're right. Let's go to Larry. Larry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Steve. I got a question for Steve. How did the United States get so screwed up?
That's a good question. There's not an easy answer. The things
yes,
used to work. Go ahead, Larry.
We got screwed up because Republicans have no guts and are too willing to compromise with Marxist Democrats. Remember Ronald Reagan? He said, yeah, I'll raise taxes, but you're going to cut spending. I'm still waiting for their first spending cut. Marxist Democrats lie. They cannot be trusted. You cannot work with them. You cannot compromise with them. You have to defeat them like you do Nazis, the Japanese, the North Koreans. You cannot work with them. They're like Muslims. They believe that any lie they tell is okay as long as it benefits the cause.
Larry, you just made my point. You came out saying that Republicans were spineless. They didn't take direction. They don't take leadership. Okay, what's wrong with the country? Is it time for a third party, Larry? Maybe that's a legitimate question.
It's time for a third party, but the reason we're so screwed up is because the Republicans are gutless, and all they do is compromise and run over and play dead and give the Marxists what they want.
Then nothing gets done in this country, right, Larry?
Hey, we're a lot better off if they're not doing anything than if they're there doing something.
Larry, thanks for the call.
Well, I guess. so high? Because the government got involved. Why is college so expensive? Government got involved. Why are cars so expensive? Government got involved. Why did the housing bust occur? Because the government got involved. Name me one thing the government does that works.
You're on a roll now, Larry. I hate to move on, but other callers waiting. Thanks. 800-228-0550. His last litany there makes some sense, and he's right on many points. Don and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Don.
I want to get us in the right frame of mind when dealing with this immigration thing. We find out that over half of the prisoners in the federal jails are illegal immigrants. Now, that's costing us a bunch, and we're broke. California, as a state, is getting nailed with this expense of housing foreign criminals that are, you know, broke the law to get here. And what I'd like to suggest, send the country of origin a bill for what it costs to keep one of those guys in one of our prisons. And I guess that's about all I got.
Quick question for you, Don, and it sounds like Steve has one as well. What's the perfect solution on the problem with illegal immigration? What would you suggest be the first step?
Send them all back. And tell them, look, the reason you came here is our former government, which makes everything prosper. And you can do that in your country, like we do here. Here's the recipe. Hand them a copy of the Constitution or something.
Well, if you want to fix your own country, don't leave. Don't come to our country and try to turn it into your country. Fix your own country. Question is, Donald, where do you begin? Does it begin with securing the borders and then shipping back? We all know we're never going to receive a check from the country of origin. They're never going to pay us. But securing the borders, I think, would be a good start, Donald.
That's certainly a lot cheaper than his idea of saying, okay, they're all going back. I mean, logistically, how would you even do that? Don, thanks for the call. Topic we could add to our list for Congressman Kevin Cramer, because they're wrestling with that in Congress right now. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
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 Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. 3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Highway Run. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Around the region, Bismarck overcast and 63 this hour, Williston 57, Dickinson 61, Minot 59 under overcast sky. Over in Devil's Lake, they're at 61, Grand Forks 64, and Fargo 64 this hour. Pretty good chance of showers rolling through the area today. Looks like Fargo, according to the radar, is going to get a nice little kiss from the Mother Nature a little bit later on today. Also,
kiss in the form of what?
A little bit of rain. Looks like you get some thunderstorms heading your way.
Listen to this. I was just looking at this as far as chance of thunderstorms. Bismarck today, 80% chance. Tonight, 100. Fargo, 60% today, 80% tonight. Minot, 70% chance today, 100% tonight. Tioga, 70% today, 100% tonight. Dickinson, 90% today, 100% tonight.
Maybe so, our next question on Facebook, should we start building an ark?
My gosh, unbelievable. Messing up the growing season and lots of other things. So anyway, that's the weather story today. We have a guest.
Yes, it is. Time for our guest. He is the energy and manufacturing correspondent for Reuters, Thomson Reuters News Service, Ernie Scheider. Ernie, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
I am just fine, my friend. I had a chance to talk to you a little bit yesterday, and we got into one side of an issue. Now I want to ask you flat out, and this is Scott's question, is Western North Dakota the Wild Wild West? It's kind of the way it's been portrayed. You were here for a month. As an outsider, you were embedded in Western North Dakota in the oil patch. Is it the Wild Wild West, according to researchers?
Well, I think there are some that would definitely say that there are elements of the Wild Wild West there, but I would say a better analogy might be sort of like a gold rush akin to what happened in Alaska and California in the 19th century. I think there's a lot of money to be made and a lot of opportunity, and a lot of people are seizing that opportunity in both locals and people outside the state. So that was one big takeaway that I took from my time there.
And Ernie, you have obviously covered other energy booms. How is North Dakota different? I mean, and I agree with you, by the way. I think the Wild West analogy is apropos only in the sense that there's just an enormous amount of opportunity, but a gold rush is probably a better way to say it, and I've heard it described as that and everything else. How do you compare our boom to other energy booms that are happening around the country?
Well, one of the things that sticks out to me about North Dakota especially is that there seems to be a lot of people on the same page in terms of supporting the boom. So you have local residents, local politicians, state politicians, energy companies, a lot of people sort of seeing the benefit that it's bringing to the state's economy and being on the same page. I don't think you have that in other states like Texas or California. Yes, in Texas there's a lot of people that are very supportive of the energy industry, but they perhaps aren't in the same proportion supporting it as in North Dakota. And California certainly has a strong, very anti-vocal oil and natural gas movement. So I don't think you have the same focus or clarity of focus in other places as you do in North Dakota.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We'd like to know what's on your mind. Ernie, why is that? Why is there a little bit of a different scenario in other states and other energy plays and oil plays? Is it a resources issue? I know we have a lot more on the table when it comes to some of the infrastructure as far as resources. Is that part of the picture?
Well, I think it might be certainly part of the picture. North Dakota also has you know, fewer industries perhaps than other states. So you have agriculture, which of course remains key in North Dakota, but then energy is at, so in addition to oil and gas, you've got coal. So I would say because those are the kind of the two main pillars of the state's economy, certainly there are some smaller ones, but the two main pillars there, I think it gets a little more focus and a little more attention, and you bring more people on the same page. You know, Texas, for instance, of course, oil and gas is huge there, but I also have a very large refining sector, a large chemical sector, you know, many, many other sectors outside. Health is a huge sector there. So I think, you know, that's sort of may perhaps dilutes attention a little bit from sort of the core energy industry.
By the way, on the Wild West analogy, one of the reasons you hear about it is because of the crime factor. And actually a researcher, a criminal justice associate professor at North Dakota State University, did a bunch of interviews with more than 100 officers in the oil patch and said really that the Wild West label is incorrect. It's a misconception about the fact that people think crime has spiked as a result of the oil patch. He's saying, yes, there's more calls because there's more activity, but there's not this spike in violent crime. So it's kind of a myth. But I wanted to ask you a little bit about, you know, impacts here versus other places because of the relatively new nature of this boom and how much has happened so fast. Obviously, there's a lot of impacts. Are we unique in that way, Ernie?
Well, you know, just to your point, Scott, about crime, I would say that, yes, you know, any rise in crime is never a good thing. But, you know, as you look at the rise in population in North Dakota and the rise in crime, you know, proportionately a lot of crimes are rising with the rise in population. So it's so while the number of violent crimes might be increasing or petty crimes, it is not, you know, taking place in a vacuum outside of a rise in population. So that was one thing that we did look at. You know, we sort of poured through the numbers extensively. And so I think, you know, that this just happens anytime there's an increase in population. It's just a statistic. So it does occur.
It's amazing for me that, that you know, you can get a perception that quickly that that somehow, you know, I mean, people that are not in the oil patch, if you just had a conversation at a coffee shop in the east end of the state, you'd think you're talking about some sort of lawless, you know, literally shootouts on the street kind of thing, and it just is not the reality. So I'm always glad to see some facts, both from your perspective as a reporter and also from a researcher standpoint. Dan in New Rockford has a question. Go ahead, Ernie.
I just think the data didn't back it up, so.
Got it. Dan wants to weigh in here. Not sure if it's specifically for Ernie or for Steve or I out of New Rockford, North Dakota. Go ahead, Dan. You're on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550.
Hey. Hey, what's up?
We can hear you, Dan. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm out here in Watford City, North Dakota, out here in the oil boom, and I want to say I like your program very much, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the Republican Party. You know, the Republican Party is so perfect. They know exactly what they're doing. They fall directly in line with the Democratic Party. They want this. They want all of this socialist, Marxist crap to go through just as much. It's the whole party, this paradigm of left and right, it's two wings of the same bird of prey. They're marching us into a one-world government. It's been announced for 20 years, and it's time that people start to wake up to that.
All right, Dan, thanks for the call. I think he's in some ways kind of agreeing with you from your earlier point, Steve, but obviously not to drag Ernie into this, but
we'll leave Ernie alone on this one.
Yeah, exactly. But I think he is agreeing with you that it might be time for a third party. I think I heard that from Dan out there.
Whether it's a third party or not, it's just the gridlock that's taking place in Washington, I think. We'll come back to that after the break.
I want to talk about the politics, though, of energy production a little bit, Ernie. I mean, do you see North Dakota being used as an example of, in the case of North Dakota, obviously more private lands than federal lands, but in what's happened to the economy of North Dakota, awakening others to say we ought to get in this game as well, or is it... Is it still like California, a lot of places where the oil is politically inaccessible?
Well, I mean, I think it's a mixed bag. You know, there are definitely some states with large share populations that are looking to North Dakota and saying, how can we emulate that model? Some places are trying. I think Ohio is certainly trying to emulate, you know, with the Utica and other kind of shale developments in and around there. Each place geology, of course, is different. But yes, I mean, to broadly answer your question, there are definitely state executives across the union that are very interested in replicating what is happening in North Dakota. And then there are some governors and politicians that are, they're sort of wistfully wishing that they were sitting on top of a bunch of shale. That being said, on the other side, there are some states that are very, happy to explore other industries outside of energy, even if they are sitting on shale. I think it'll be a while before California really explores the Monterey and exploits it to its full potential.
Ernie, I break down energy into two things. Either it's accessible politically or it's accessible geographically. We're fortunate here in North Dakota that we have both. That's not the case in a lot of other states. How does that play out when you look at some of the other scenarios? Are every one of them different because of the state that they lie in? Or is there kind of a blueprint, a blanket that does fit from play to play when you start talking energy and how it relates to what we're trying to do on a national scale?
I think for right now, we are seeing sort of 50 different strategies across the 50 U.S. states. Whether that changes down the road with a federal approach, I think that remains to be seen. Right now in Washington, there's a debate about who should run the EPA. There's a lot of kind of politics and going on there. We think President Obama's nominee will get through and make it. You have a new energy secretary. In terms of sort of a federal top-down policy, I think a lot remains to be seen. And so in the absence of that, right now we do have 50 policies that do differ, depending on what local and regional politicians and other stakeholders decide. That being said, I know the EPA and I know the Department of Energy is looking at the issue closely. So we'll see. States like New York, for instance, they've consciously chosen not to frack because they don't believe that the developing the oil and natural gas resources will be the best thing. That's their concern. That's certainly the state's leaders' decision to make and prerogative and for the state residents to decide as well. So that's kind of a great example when you contrast New York with North Dakota of two different states that both have shale resources and have sort of chosen locally and regionally to do two different things.
By the way, our guest is Ernie Shier, who is a Reuters energy and manufacturing correspondent that was embedded in the North Dakota oil boom for better than a month. Good resource. If you have questions or comments, you're welcome. Tom in New Rockford wants to ask about opportunities in North Dakota. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You had said earlier that there's a lot of opportunity out west, and I was just wondering, somebody that had the entrepreneurial spirit, what are some of the top areas where somebody could go out west and make a lot of money in a short amount of time? I'll hang up and listen.
Ernie, any ideas from the perspective of what you saw in the way of the vast opportunity out there?
Well, I tell you, Scott, I'll answer that question with an anecdote. I had an opportunity to go to a job fair when I was in Williston, and I tell you, it was packed not only with folks looking for jobs, but also with employers looking to hire. Everyone from Union Pacific, the railroad, to Buffalo Wild Wings, to your traditional energy companies. So I would say that, there's a reason that the unemployment in Williston and other areas in North Dakota is less than 1%. Because there is a demand for talent. I mean, that being said, I've heard several stories of folks just getting in their cars and going and showing up and, not being able to find work right away. I mean, like anything, it sort of requires a bit of a preparation and setting things up.
That's good advice. Good advice, by the way. Yeah, and homework is important and sort of integrating yourself a little bit, to not just come in there showing, hey, put me to work, but rather a little time and effort to researching it. More with our guest from Reuters after the break. And your calls welcome at 800-228-0550. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon, this is What's on Your Mind.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Licky Homes, inviting you to a Licky Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Licky Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Licky Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Licky Homes has a finance package for you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions or comments for Ernie Scheider, embedded reporter from Thomson Reuters, he was out in the oil patch. Ernie, you recently, the reason you came here initially was to dig up stories on oil and water. What were some of the other stories that you found, some of the other directions that you didn't think you were going to be taken into as a reporter?
Well, I'm very interested, Steve, in the investment that a lot of cities and towns are making in improving their physical infrastructure, especially because a lot of towns in the western part of the state were burned badly in the two previous booms that happened here, you know, in the 50s and in the 80s. And so that was something that I found very interesting, that you know, these town officials, Williston, for instance, came into the boom, this current boom, still owing money from the 80s. You know, these officials, they decided, look, we feel like this current boom is going to last 40, 50, 60 years. Let's plunk down $100, $200, $300 million to build new airports, new roads, other new facilities. And so that was something that I found very interesting. And I think it points to the confidence that a lot of people have that the Bakken will continue to produce for some time.
have a call from Levi in Jamestown. Levi in Jamestown for our guest, Ernie Schein.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, how you doing, Levi? Go ahead.
Hey, doing good. Hey, you know, could you guys just give a an update on what's going on with natural gas out in the oil patch, if there's any plans or if there's anything implemented right now to take advantage of the abundant amount of natural gas that's being burnt off? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
And in fact, there was just recently a ribbon cutting for yet another processing plant by Williston One Oak, which is a major natural gas operator out of Oklahoma, is taking advantage and probably single-handedly could handle the flaring problem alone. But that's a topic that's been of great interest nationally, Ernie, to say, hey, why all this flaring? What's going on? And environmentalists go a little crazy, and folks see that as great waste, and obviously a recognition of how fast things are going. What's your take on the natural gas challenge that we have here in North Dakota for Levi?
Well, look, I mean, nobody wants flaring to occur. You know, whether if you're a company or an environmentalist, if you're a company, that's wasted money. So I think you're starting to see and have been seeing a lot of companies build out their pipeline network, build out their processing plant network, the one example being one of the more recent ones. But if you look at the statistics, the Pipeline Authority and other state officials have put out data so far this year that shows that I think it was the last time I checked the numbers, only about 33% of the natural gas produced in the Bakken is flared. You know, I know when you drive around, it doesn't really seem like, how can it only be 33%? It seems like it could be much higher, but that's what the statistics are right now. And so it's moving in the right direction. So, you know, I think you just have to look at this from all sides of the angle. Environmentalists still on flaring, and companies that produce this, it's wasted money, even with low natural gas prices. So it behooves them to build out the network, and they are.
Ernie, I'm a big proponent of natural gas, and you've actually sent me a story concerning railroads and where they're going with natural gas. Relay that to our listeners here. To me, that's absolutely fascinating on where we could be in this country on getting down that road to independence.
Yeah, liquefied natural gas, compressed natural gas, a lot of railroads, trucking companies are looking, okay, how can we use this material to basically be our fuel of choice rather than diesel or kind of other materials. And I think the more that shale plays, the Bakken, you know, the Permian, the Fayetteville, et cetera, with a large natural gas deposits get built out, the more we'll be able to see. For right now, it probably won't be going into, you know, your new Ford or your Chevy. It'll be on large industrial transportation networks that will use it, something like a train where you can sort of set up disbursement areas, or like a truck where you know it goes back or follows the same route. Or if you're UPS, for instance, some of its trucks now even use natural gas because they go back to the same spot every night. So I think you'll start to see it in industrial-type transportation more and more as the boom gets built out.
There's a new study out today, solid growth being reported for taxable sales and purchases for the 2012 year. Corey Fong, the tax commissioner, has released the numbers from two reports that show solid growth in taxable sales and purchases. Took a look at the fourth quarter of 2012, and then also took, a look at the entire year. My favorite example is comparing Williston, a community of, you know, officially 14,000 people, right, to Fargo, which would be North Dakota's biggest city of 105,000 people in the census. The taxable sales and purchases in Williston in 2012, $3.5 billion, and in Fargo, are you ready? $2.6 billion. 105,000 population versus if you know no other number when you talk about impacts from oil and gas production, then that number, it tells you everything you need to know. Is that replicated anywhere else in the country where there's that kind of statewide impact from an energy boom, Ernie?
Well, you know, well, first off, it's not statewide, right? It's only on the western part of North Dakota. But, you know, I think certainly it is concentrated geographically in sort of one area. I think you look at some place like western part of Texas, things are much more spread out. And so it's not as well defined there. So I would have to say, you know, I would posit a guess, shall we say, that this is unique, and this is a positive thing, certainly for the western part of the state.
And I actually think if we broke down the numbers even on the east, you would see, I mean, there's statewide growth of 9.7%. I mean, that's a growing economy. Tell me another state that wouldn't take that kind of increase, and that's statewide, and you know, the growth is everywhere. So I actually think it is a good example of an entire state benefiting from an oil and gas boom. Fascinating conversation, Ernie. Thanks for the time. Hope to have you back.
Sure thing.
Thank you, Ernie.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.